Lili Nishmas Rav Kleinimish Kamid and Ben Rivili Melech. Yivamis Bar Ches Mishna Aleph. Ha'orel, person that the Rav explains, his brothers died from Mila, and therefore he never did Mila, because of a concern that he was going to die. V'chol ha'tmeim, and all Kohanim that are Tamei, lo yochlu b'tshuma. They cannot eat Shuma. However, Nishem v'avdeyen, yochlu b'tshuma. But their wives and their avadim can eat Shuma, because they're still the wives and the avadim of Kohanim. The fact that the Kohen can't eat, that's a separate thing that can be fixed. But the wives and the slaves, they're still wives and slaves of Kohanim. P'tzua daka ukrus shofcha, and we're going to see what that means in the next Mishnah, as the Mishnah is going to elaborate. Hein v'avdeyen yochlu, both them and their servants, they can eat Shuma, because they're Kohanim and they're servants of Kohanim. Unisheim lo yochelu, but their wives cannot, because if they have relations with their wives, they passel them from eating Shuma. Because the Torah says, lo yovo p'tzua daka ukrus shofcha b'kal Hashem. Vimlo yada mishinasa p'tzua daka ukrus shofcha. And if it doesn't mean they didn't know, here it's like the biblical term, if they didn't have relations, Vimlo yada, he didn't have relations with her when he was a p'tzua daka ukrus shofcha, meaning he married her when he was complete, hare elu yochelu. Then the woman can eat shuma in this case, even though he becomes a p'tzua daka afterwards. Once she starts to eat shuma, she can continue to eat shuma, like the Sefer Yosef points out.